All right. Tonight I'm going to be sharing 10 bullet points on how God is our safe place. That's the title of tonight's sharing, Our Safe Place. And I'll start off by saying this. Every human heart longs for a place where fear cannot follow, where storms cannot overwhelm, and where our soul can finally breathe. And the Word of God calls this place refuge. And it's not a location. This isn't a place of rest. So we're going to go to Psalm 46, and we'll start there tonight. Psalm 46, verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, we see that from Genesis to Revelation, God reveals himself as a shelter, a hiding place, a fortress, and a refuge for his people. And you know what? Tonight's sharing is all about really understanding the fact that God's presence is our safe place. So, point number one, okay? God is our refuge. Not was, not will be, but is. You know what? Times change, people change, feelings change like the clouds in the sky, but God doesn't. And we're going to continue on in Psalm 46 and verse 2. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, through the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Now this is not some poetic exaggeration. It's a reminder that even if everything collapses, the born-again believer still has a safe place. And our security is not in our circumstances or whatever's going on around us. Our safety is not based on who stayed or who left. Our refuge is in God himself. Point number two. And I labeled point number two as the secret place where fear cannot live. You know what? One of the most powerful sections in God's word on God's protection is Psalm 91. We're going to take a look at that real quick, because it really shows us that God's safety over our lives is not accidental, but relational. In Psalm 91, verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. The word to dwell means to stay or to remain or to keep coming back. And the secret place is where we run when the world around us starts to get too overwhelming. And it's not found through performance. It is found through surrender. And we're still in Psalm 91. Have a look at God's promise in verse 4. I love this. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And there is no safer place than being held by God Almighty. All right, number three, God does not promise a life without trouble. Now, this is important. God does not promise a life without trouble, but a place of safety in the midst of trouble. You know, there's a God of this world, and you know, ever since the fall of man in Genesis chapter 3, there has been trouble. And it seems like trouble in this world has only increased instead of decreased. But you know what? God does promise a safe place in those times of trouble. Many Christians misunderstand protection, because God never said that we wouldn't feel storms. He said the storms won't be able to destroy us. And in Psalm 34, verse 17 and 18, says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." See, notice these things. The righteous still cry. The righteous still face troubles. But God delivers. God is near, and God saves the brokenhearted. Amen to that. So, yes, trouble is real, but God's nearness is even more real than that. Number four, when you feel surrounded, God has already surrounded you. When you feel surrounded, God has already surrounded you. Just like I mentioned, our feelings change like the cloud patterns in the sky, because our feelings may say that we're drowning, and our circumstances may say that we're outnumbered. We've got too many problems. We've got this, we've got that. But Scripture does say something stronger. And in verse 7 of Psalm 34, it says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them." You know, encampeth, kind of an interesting word. That means that they set up camp, and they stay. You know, God is omnipresent, which means he's everywhere, right? He's not with us on occasion. He's with us continually, and he surrounds us with that protection. Number five, God himself holds you, and nothing can take you from his protection. I'll say that again. God himself holds you, and nothing can take you from his protection. Now we're going to look at a few verses here in John chapter 10 where Jesus gives us perhaps the most comforting picture of safety in the New Testament. So in John chapter 10, verse 27, says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." No mistake, no enemy, no fear, no failure will ever be strong enough to pull you out of the Father's protection. And this is what having a safe place really means. Which brings me to my next point here. When you feel weak, God himself becomes your strength. When you feel weak, God himself becomes your strength. You know what? God doesn't expect us to hold ourselves together all by ourselves. But he does say that he will hold us. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Three promises: strengthen, help, and uphold. Strengthen, help, and uphold. We're not standing because we're strong. We're standing because God is holding us up. Because if it weren't for Him, poor us. I mean, there's no other way to put it. My next point is that faith doesn't deny reality. It declares God's greater reality. Faith doesn't deny reality. It declares God's greater reality. You know what? Sometimes life does feel overwhelming. But the truth of God's word gives us a perspective that really lifts us above our circumstances. In Psalm 121, first couple of verses here, says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. In other words, quit looking at your problems. And keep your eyes on the one who is bigger than our problems. Easier said than done. But if we continue to dwell in our problems, that's when we really lose sight of what God really wants us to do. And this will lead me into point number 8 out of 10. God isn't just any refuge, but He is our personal refuge. And it's one thing to say that God is a safe place, right? But it's another to say that God is my safe place. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 18 here. Verse 10, it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. You know, running into Him means running into prayer, worship, the Word, and into His presence. You know, you have to have a place to run to. You have a place to run to where the enemy can't enter, right? Oh, I love this one. My next point. Nothing, absolutely nothing can separate you from His love. And in Romans chapter 8, Paul's declaration here is the ultimate anchor for the believer. It says, for I am persuaded in Romans 8:38, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our safe place is not a mood. It's not just a feeling. Not just a season. It is the unbreakable love of God. And God invites us to rest, not always strive. I'll say that again. God invites us to rest. You know, some of us may think that safety is achieved by trying harder. That's what we're so conditioned to do, right? Push harder. Try harder. You know, perform more. Do this, do that. The list goes on and on. You know, in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said something that really drives this point home. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's really something. Our safe place is not in controlling everything, but in surrendering everything to God Almighty. Our safe place is God Almighty. We are never without a refuge. We are never without protection. And most importantly, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, we are never truly alone. Our safe place is the presence of God, the promises of God, the love of God, the peace of God, the protection of God, the hand of God, and on and on and on and on it goes. And it's really something, guys. And today, tonight, tomorrow, return to Him. You know, dwell in His shadow, hide under His wings, rest in His embrace, and hold on to His promise. I'm going to close in quoting this verse in a place we don't normally go to, but I find this so fascinating. In Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him." I love that. I'll read that verse once again, and then we'll close out here. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank You so much for being our refuge and our salvation, Father. Without You, life would be so much harder. So we just give You all the praise and the glory, Father God. Thank You for being our safe place, place where we can find perfect peace in our storms, whether our storms are emotional, physical, mental. Whew, only You can provide the rest that we truly need, Father God. So I pray for these things and for each heart that we could all just rest in You, Father God. It's in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.